the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Chris, welcome to WWJ. Glad you could join us.
Hello, Marie. Glad to be here.
All right. So, in your view, is this raising of the minimum wage a good idea?
This is not a good idea. What this means for Michigan is that our state will have a more difficult time creating jobs in the future. And Michigan has the highest unemployment rate of any state in the country that wasn't hit by a hurricane last year. We need to go in the other direction in Michigan.
But, Chris, the argument can be made. I mean, we're hearing all the time about this phenomenon called the working poor. People, in some cases, where both husband and wife are working at minimum wage jobs, and they're still below the poverty line. How can we address that issue? I mean, apparently the legislature thinks that to address that issue, you have to raise the minimum wage.
Well, the minimum wage isn't an effective way to address poverty. Even the New York Times in 1987 editorialized against the minimum wage and outlined a whole series of things that could be done to address poverty separately. The New York Times isn't a conservative or a right-wing or a pro-business necessarily paper. They just understand that minimum wage isn't an effective poverty solution. Minimum wage basically keeps people out of the market for jobs and keeps them from gaining the experience they need to get into the job market.
So in other words, the thinking would be that if you're making a minimum wage, to get out of that job, seek something that maybe improve your skills to seek a better paying job, therefore getting you out of that cycle of poverty.
That's right. And that view was even echoed by George McGovern in 1992. He wrote an editorial in the Los Angeles Times asking how it is that young people will be able to learn the invisible curriculum that you learn in a job, in an entry-level job, to gain access to the first rung on the ladder of the workforce. And so, you know, this didn't used to be such a partisan thing that we're seeing now playing out in Michigan. There used to be voices like the New York Times, like George McGovern, who understood the economics of it and would articulate what really is the impact over the long run.
Talking with Chris Batchelder with the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Chris, but you have to say, though, with jobs, better-paying jobs going away, I mean, in fact, our unemployment figures here in Michigan, one of the worst in the country, you know, those better-paying jobs just aren't there, so we're forcing a lot of people to take minimum-wage jobs. You know, again, playing devil's advocate, don't you think that wage should be a little higher?
The wage, you know, legislating a wage is the same thing that Richard Nixon tried to do with wage and price controls in the early 1970s. It doesn't work. It hasn't worked over 40 centuries. What Michigan needs to do is focus on the fundamentals and make this an attractive place for businesses to locate and do business and attract and create jobs that way. Legislating a particular wage rate in the long run is going to end up reducing employment and causing it to be more difficult for people to get jobs, notwithstanding the fact that there will be a few people that will gain from having a higher wage in their current job, assuming they don't lose their job.
Chris, we want to thank you for joining us here on WWJ, offering a perspective on the story, a little deeper perspective. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Marie.
Chris Batchelder, again, with the Mackinac Center for Public Policy.